We have a guest joining us on the phone this morning from the Narconon Arrowhead Agency. Zach Pearsall's with us this morning. Zach, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. How's the weather in Oklahoma?
Weather is beautiful. We're looking at about 79 degrees today.
Well, it's not bad here, but it's not 79, but we'd sure take that. It'll be there soon enough, you bet. Well, hey, I want to talk a little bit about drug use and pregnancy. Those are two things that never go together, right?
Definitely not.
What's the percentage of women who give birth and are using illegal drugs while they're pregnant?
You know, the most recent surveys have revealed that, and this was a survey done on women from the ages of 15 to 44, 3.3% of women reported using illicit drugs during their pregnancy. Now, keep in mind, this doesn't even take into account the number of women who did not report.
You know, gosh, Zach, it's hard to even talk about this topic because it seems it should be common sense. Why isn't it?
You know, I wish I could give you a reason for that, but it's, you know, each person's different. A lot of times what we see is a lot of times the individual's actually an addict before they become pregnant, and it's something that kind of carries over.
Mm-hmm.
So, it, you know.
Well, you've seen and dealt with this a lot, too, and when drugs take over, sometimes the only thing that we have left is selfishness.
Right, right.
So we really, the concern about anything else or anyone else, like a child, sometimes just goes right out the window.
Oh, yeah. When you're dealing with an addiction, you know, it really becomes the primary focus in an individual's life. That's what their life revolves around, is those drugs.
Which makes it very difficult to worry about anything else, like the most important thing in your life. Well, talk a little bit about how these drugs get to the child.
You know, that's a very good question. And, you know, drug use affects babies both before and after the birth. Most drugs actually reach the fetus by crossing the placenta. In fact, if an individual is using drugs after the baby is born, the drugs can actually be passed through the breast milk.
Wow, there's a lot of risk there.
Definitely.
Well, what type of risk does a mother who uses drugs during pregnancy subject to their child?
You know, while all drugs pose a very serious danger to pregnancy, believe it or not, alcohol is one of the most dangerous drugs for pregnant women, especially in the early weeks of development for that child. And I'm sure you've probably heard of fetal alcohol syndrome. It's something that we see quite regularly. And, you know, what that includes is a small skull, abnormal facial features, heart defects, and we see mental retardation. And it's so sad to see a child have to suffer through something like this, especially when, you know, it was not the child's choice. It was the mother's bad decision-making skills that actually did that.
Are there drugs that are more common than others that sometimes women will use during pregnancy?
Definitely. You know, I mentioned the alcohol. That's mm-hmm. one of the primary ones we see abused. But we also see tobacco, marijuana, and cocaine very heavily used among pregnant women.
Well, so how do you protect the child, then? If a woman is expecting and using drugs, is there any way to protect the child?
Well, you know, if you are pregnant or using drugs and alcohol, number one, it's vitally important that you communicate with your doctor and let him know, number one, what types of drugs you're using. Number two, the frequency and amount. Be honest with them. You know, your doctors are there to help you, and they're going to help you get off those drugs as well.
Well, yeah, because it would seem like it would be it's one issue to deal with an adult, with a fully formed adult who
right.
physically, who their body, you know, can maybe handle some of that stuff and can handle the getting off of that stuff. But when you're dealing with a child who's, you know, being formed at different stages, yikes, how do you wean someone? I mean, for example, after a child's born, how in the world do you wean them off of that stuff? Because they're going to have that dependency.
You know, and a lot of times we see babies that are born addicted to drugs, and it's so sad to see a baby have to suffer through withdrawals. And, you know, these withdrawals can be very, very serious.
Do they go through the same type of withdrawal that an adult will?
Not only is it the same, it's usually intensified. It's a lot worse because that child, you know, their organs and things really haven't developed fully. So for them to have to go through those withdrawal symptoms, it's terrible. And a lot of times, you know, we see babies that have to receive blood transfusions, you know. It's so sad. It really is. It's heartbreaking to see this happen.
Well, you think about the damage done to a liver that's not fully formed yet, for example.
Exactly.
Do you have you guys had to deal with this at your agency at times?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, as long as I believe it's the second trimester, we can actually accept a woman into our facility. But once they get to a certain point, we really, like, by law, we cannot have someone there.
Mm-hmm. So what steps do you take if someone calls and tells you they have this type of unique situation? Is it different than a normal call that you'd get?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's different in a lot of different ways. So we have to handle the situation very carefully. And if our program is not the right option for that individual, we're going to do everything we can to find them a program that will accept them. We're not just going to leave them out there. We're here to help any way we can.
Mm-hmm. So when you get this type of situation, do you try to help both the mother and the child then?
Definitely, definitely.
Is the mother sometimes more committed to making that change in her life when she has this type of situation as opposed to just any other user?
Yes, a lot of times, you know, when an individual realizes, and sometimes they don't even know they're pregnant for quite some time, and then, you know, they have a pregnancy test and it's very alarming, and, you know, they kind of panic because they realize they're addicted and they don't know which way to turn to get the good effective help they need. So, you know, we do our best to get those individuals taken care of as quickly as possible.
Well, and you mentioned alcohol and some of the different types of drugs that women may more likely be addicted to sometimes when they are pregnant. Do you see different types of responses? Do you see different types of damage depending upon what might be what might be the drug of choice?
Right, right. We do. It's, you know, it's different from individual. From everyone's different, so their body's going to react differently. And, you know, it's hard to give you any specifics because, you know, it's different with every child that's born.
Sure. You know, Zach, you'd think that with all the with all the testing that goes on these days, with so many doctor's appointments by women who are pregnant, the doctors would find these types of things. But in some cases, I guess these are women who maybe aren't going in for regular checkups.
Right, right. The majority of the time, that is the case.
So you can't necessarily depend on someone else's help. You kind of have to jump in. Now, do you have some special help for people who, say, family members who might have a family member who is pregnant and they know is using and they desperately like to get them off of that? Is that more difficult for family members to deal with?
You know, no matter whether or not they're pregnant or not, really when you're dealing with an addiction, it's very it's a very fragile situation no matter what the case may be. So it's usually pretty universal.
All right. Well, how can they get a hold of you for more information?
We have a toll-free line for those of you that feel like giving us a call, and that number is 1-800-468-6933. We also have a website for those of you that have internet access, and that web address is www.stopaddiction.com.
Can they find some answers to some of these types of questions on the website?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Our website's very informative. We have a lot of vital information on there.
So if they're a little nervous about maybe actually making contact either by phone or in person with someone, they can check around a little bit and find what they need.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, but you're never going to find all the answers somewhere without probably some help from someone, depending upon what stage that you happen to be. So make sure you check that out. And if you have a loved one who is in need of that service, those are the places to find them. Zach, thank you very much for your time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.